Hey,
hit it.
Wait, it's not playing.
Sorry. Ruined.
Oh,
it's not.
Hold on.
God, you always push play. It's still not working.
Because we don't have it connected.
Oh my God. We. God damn it. Ruined. 601. Ruined.
Welcome to 601.
Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Coffee.
Oh, Coffee. You need coffee?
No, just coffee.
Is it Coffa-Risha?
Ooh, Coff-O-Risha.
Welcome to episode 601. You're listening to Foul Monkeys. Thank you for downloading. Hello, new listeners.
Hello, new listeners.
If you were brand new, just right off the ship.
Right. right off the boat.
You are listening to two gay guys out of Chicago, Illinois.
Who can't keep their shit together.
Who cannot keep their shit together. Who talk about, what do we talk about today?
We talk about bullshit.
Coffee, shits, and coffee shits.
That's amazing.
Hi, Roger. How are you?
Excuse you. It's coffee.
Hi, coffee. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you? How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Oh my God, I'm so excited because today is the Oscars.
Oh, don't watch them.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because
I don't do any award shows.
Right, because you catch them all on the YouTubes.
Yeah, I only watch things that I'm interested in. Yeah. I don't want to be forced to watch all 4 hours of them.
Not funny. I don't watch the whole show through. Like, I just watch bits and pieces of it. That's mm-hmm. all.
Bits and pieces. Bits and pieces. Do you TiVo it and then go through it?
I will try to record it.
Because if you do that and don't watch it for 30 or 40 minutes when it starts, then you could record it and then skip through commercials. Yeah. I think I would do that. It would be easier for me to watch them.
Yeah.
I don't want to sit through fucking commercials.
No, that's probably what I'll do. I don't know. I kind of like the whole watching it as it happens, because I go on Facebook and I Facebook the fuck out of everything.
Do you
everything.
Know who's really good at that?
Yes,
Patrick Powers.
Patrick Powers is a Twitter whore when it comes to that.
Right. He loves that shit.
Yeah. I can't He's do the so Twitters because I have more to say than just 140 characters.
No.
No. Says who? So, yeah, no, I am excited to watch them tonight. I love watching the red carpet, so I will be watching Hello Ross and all that.
No Joan this year.
I know. It's sad. Is Kathy going on? I'm assuming she's going on,
Kathy
right?
Bacon?
No. Although that would be funny. No. Kathy Griffin. I wonder if
I'm
she's
not for
gonna
sure.
Be...
I'm sure she'll be there.
Yeah.
She'll be there for the Fashion Police.
Yeah. I like that. I love watching the women with their dresses because I think some of those works are like art, so... I like watching that.
I mean, they're okay. I mean, it's nothing you can't get at
Ross's. No. You have
It's not anything you can't get at Ross's dress for less.
Right.
What are you wearing? Ross's defective dress or less? Dress for less.
I'm wearing Givenchy from Ross.
Givenchy.
My shoes are Miu Miu from Ross. They're more like Momo.
Wait, is Miu Miu a brand?
Yes, they're a brand of shoe.
Oh.
Then there's Christian Louboutins. Then there's
Jimmy Choo's.
Then there's Manolo Blahnik.
LA Gear.
Right. British Knights.
Oh, yes.
The BKs, girl. The BKs.
Remember the Ruse? Do you remember those?
Yes.
The pockets?
Yes.
Those were the days when you could invent a shoe and people loved it. now it's like Jordan 180th episode or edition. I'm like, why are you paying $200, $400?
Okay, thank
and
you.
Standing in line.
No, and then you don't wear them.
Right. You got a box, and you just...
You got like, a cardboard box that costed you $200.
Right.
I mean, look, I shoes are supposed to be functional.
Comfortable.
And comfortable.
I can find an $80 pair of comfortable shoes.
Although, you know what, I will tell you, I will appreciate a nice heel. I am like John Ung. I can appreciate the fuck out of some Christian Louboutins because he does sexy shoes for women. Him and a LeBlanc.
And Asians. Skinny Asian men.
Right. I can appreciate that. And that's why I love watching the shows because I love when the girls are all like, oh, I'm wearing, you know, Prada Couture and, you know, I'm sporting some Christian Louboutins and then they got the jewelry and it's like, I love all that because that's very...
It's kind of classy.
Yes, and it could be very artful. Mm. And no one does, for me particularly, a dress like Marquesa. I watched her documentary on her brand and like how she started off as a designer and stuff like that. She's married to Harvey Weinstein from
Harvey Weinstein's?
Yeah, it's a different one.
Oh, I was like, he's straight?
No. It's God, he's the WCW. He does like tons of movies. He's like a huge producer in Hollywood or whatever. But anyways, she married him. Anyway, the documentary follows her and preparing for her spring collection, I think it was. And it was one of those things where it was like the art of her making something with her hands and designing it and it being so beautiful. Like you literally like it made me cry because it was just so beautiful. The piece of work that she, you know, made. Like her dresses are very gorgeous.
I really like what Christie Brinkley does in her line at Kmart.
Okay.
I think it's amazing that
I hate you.
All of those 6-year-old kids can put all that stuff together in 3 minutes and get paid about 2 cents a day.
No, that's for the week.
It's amazing.
Just awful. I mean, I always got to bring it down to sad.
I mean, I guess it is pretty cool that you can get a one-of-a-kind dress made just for you and no one else will ever have.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of like, well, it's also usually free to them too, so they don't have to pay for that shit.
Well, because it's a, you know, that's the thing about the Oscars is like when you, I mean, a lot of times for like, you know, people who are presenting or honorees or whatever, like if you're wearing a specific dress, like, and that dress is really gorgeous, like it can make your brand because then it gets the name out there. And for those designers,
if Beyonce wears it, everybody's got it, wants it.
I mean, yeah. I mean, like, you have your typical, like, people who will wear a dress and it's going to make money for that designer because they're wearing it. But it's, like, it's the smaller people that, you know, that if they wear a dress that is off of a, you know, like, oh, my God, Christian Soriano. Like, he made a bunch of dresses. After he won Project Runway, he made a bunch of dresses for
Stop it, Tranny.
And his brand became this bigger brand because of that.
But what's he do now? Is he still doing dresses?
Oh, yeah. He's a huge designer. And his dresses are awesome. Like, they're just pretty. I can appreciate that stuff. Like, if you're watching, you know, like, So You Think You Could Dance. I know you don't watch that show. But if you watch that show, like, some of the stuff that they do, like, the performances, where it's like they just evoke this emotion from you. That's amazing that they can do stuff like that. And I appreciate the beauty that they put.
So it's kind of like what we do.
For some people, yes.
Yeah. So I have a challenge for John Ong then. Because I'm going to need him to bring a new pair of stiletto shoes for about every 15 minutes for the carpet. So that every time he models or takes a picture with someone, it's a different pair of shoes.
Oh, God.
Because he worked them heels like... Of course, when you weigh 73 pounds, it's easy to do that. And 7 foot tall.
Right. I mean, ain't no big girl walking around with them shoes. And like, you're going to be tired after a...
Donald Sugars does pretty good in her dress, in her shoes. And she's a big girl.
I haven't seen her. I don't know what kind of. Does she wear like 3 inches or does she wear like 2 flats?
I think like 7 foot stilettos.
That's stilts. That's.
Oh my God. Donna Sugar's on stilts. Yes, please. That would be amazing.
Yeah. Too bad she's not the presenter this year.
Oh, that's true. Well, she could still show up in it on the pink carpet.
Yes.
But no one would be able to take her picture because she'd be so tall. They'd have to lay on the ground to take her picture, but then you might see her dingle down. Nobody wants to see that.
Oh my God. We're just going in territories we don't need to be going. Moving along.
Donna Sugar's dingle down.
All right. So we... okay, so we're going to do the... Okay, doggy daycare van stolen.
My God, Roger. I... instantly start crying when I read the article about this, and I started to be like, oh my God, I'm gonna go down to the south side, I'm gonna go find this van.
Well, you know what, like,
to give the background,
at first I was like, oh, it's probably one of those where they're gonna drop the van off, you know, at some point and it'll be found. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was worried for more than anything, I was obviously worried for the dogs. I'm like, oh my God, I was like, I hope that they don't open the door and let them out, these poor dogs are gonna freeze. Luckily, they didn't do that. Then my second thought was, okay, this is taking a little too long. They're probably joyriding around the city because they're running, mm-hmm. running from something. They'll probably doff it off by the end of the evening. They'll be found. Everyone's good. This took fucking almost 2 days to find.
Right. So basically what happened is a doggy daycare van was on its way to deliver the dogs back to the home of the individual or the families.
Right.
And it was held at gunpoint and the van was stolen.
And a van was stolen with five...
Seven.
Seven?
Oh, seven dogs. No,
seven. Seven dogs.
And no one had a clue where they were. And it was like heartbreaking.
Oh my God. To see those people like, just, I want my doggy back. I want to make sure he's fine. Well, I'm like...
because it was like one of the coldest nights that it,
yeah,
it was stolen.
Yeah. And it was like, what, were they gone for like
a little bit over 24 hours.
Right? Almost two, yeah.
But, well, they weren't found until the afternoon, but they were found. Thank goodness.
And they were fine.
Someone was not minding their business.
No, this lady called. And she said she saw a dog in the front, and then she saw, it concerned her, and I think when she got closer to the van, she saw more dogs, and so she got concerned, and she watched them for an hour. And they were sitting there, and that's when she was like, these dogs have been in there for over an hour, and there no one seems to be coming. And that's when she called, and when she called 311, I'm sorry, they ran the plates, and that's when it came up that was the van that was stolen. And so they were able to get the dogs because the van was found.
I'm telling you right now, if my two dogs would have been in that van... it would have been Grand Theft Auto Chicago up in this bitch trying to find my dogs. Thank you. I mean,
and they were found not too far from where they were stolen, yeah, right?
I was so like nervous for these people because I was like, oh my God, what if they like dumped them in the Chicago River or some shit like that?
Would have been really pissed. I'm pissed that they were taken, and it wasn't anything to the owner or whoever was driving, because I think it was one of the owners that was driving the truck. Like it's not his fault. I mean, he was held at gunpoint. So like, what is he supposed to do? Like, you know, I mean, it's not like you can bargain with someone who has a fucking gun, you know, I mean, but I was so worried that these dogs were going to, that they were going to let the dogs out in the middle of anywhere.
Right.
And then they wouldn't be able to be found.
And they were already there. They said pretty much what saved their lives, because they think that we were in the van for a while, but just being covered is what saved them. Like being in something. If they would have been exposed, they would have died.
Yeah. That's awful. I'm happy that they were found. I was so, so, so happy. My eyes got watery when I saw them, like the people finally getting their dogs. I was like, I would kill. Oh
my God. And my coworker was like, she's not an animal person. So she's like, you know, seeing these people cry over their dogs, to her, it doesn't make sense because she doesn't have animals. I'm like telling her, I'm like, it is the same feeling that if someone were to steal your child. Yes. I mean, it is the same feeling.
Yes. Yes. And even if you have a child, it would be the same feeling if it was that dog. That
right.
It doesn't matter. Like, you know, people who aren't, because I know a few people who aren't dog people or animal people in general. And it's just like, you know, like you have no idea what they provide to you when you come home,
right,
and you've had a hard day, or like, you know, or you're just feeling gloomy, or you're not feeling well. They're always there to brighten up your little day.
Or you come home and they've ripped your couch apart and you want to beat the shit out of them, but you
can't.
But
then they give you the puppy look. Right. Oh, no, they fucking remember.
Yeah.
No, because I'll go right back at it.
It is. It's the same. I mean, it's.
It's the same as if your fucking kid was, you know, shat in the fucking tub while they were in there playing, getting showered or whatever, and then they smear the shit all over you'd get pissed, but you can't do anything because right. They're babies.
And you need to get your baby checked out if they're playing with shit. I'm just saying.
Woo!
It's a shame. But to tie something in with this is Kevin L. sent me a link to these doggy pictures.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you saw the ones, but there's other ones. Like other series, and apparently in Puerto Rico, there's this area of the island that they call Dead Dog Beach because it's a bunch of stray dogs that have ended up at the end of this beach and they die. You know, they're pretty much starved.
That's so sad.
So the artist that took the photos, it's really interesting how she said she like felt horrible for all these dogs because she took pictures of them. You know, some of them were really skinny, and they do have a foundation there that tries to give them fresh water and food.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's so many that they can't save.
Right.
But then she made an interesting point. Have humans ruined dogs and cats as, like, a species because we have brought them into our lives as pretty much human and have babied them and gave them everything they need. And now they're not animals that can function in the wild.
Right.
They can't live in the wild. So is that something humans have done that have ruined these animals?
I mean, I guess, but like it's not something that's hereditary. So it's not like you know.
No, but it comes with evolution. I mean, if that's how animals that, you know, they go through evolution. So 5,000 years ago, these animals are fine because they could hunt, they could find their own food, they could survive the weather. Now it's, you know, 5,000 years in, we've bred them to be looking specific breeds, and now a short-haired dog that probably back in the day was a long-haired dog can't survive in the winter in Chicago when 5,000 years ago in the same area they could.
I guess like,
which it's probably longer than 5,000 years. Usually with evolution, it takes hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, I mean, but. I don't necessarily think that. I don't know, because that's kind of like the whole thing of like nature versus nurture. So it's kind of like I think instinctually, if they had to, they could. I mean, dogs are scrappy. Dogs will, you know, but when left to their own devices, they will figure out. I mean, there have been many articles that I've read where, you know, dogs were hungry. I mean, I know one of my friend Smurfetters, her dog was caught. His leg was caught in like a mouse trap, and he wanted to get away, and he was starting to chew his own leg because he wanted to be free. He wanted to get away from that because he wanted to be free, and he started chewing at his. Luckily, they found him, and he's fine now, and he's with. Smurfetters, you have to take that out.
Okay. I do or don't?
Yeah, you have to. Oh, sorry. You're doing it now?
No.
Okay. Just put the monkey. Oh, the infamous monkey.
Okay. You know what? 1814. Okay.
Oh, that's Rhythm Nation 1814.
I really meant 1812.
Shut up. Anyway, but you know, I think that when push comes to shove, they would know how to survive for a little bit. Maybe not as long as like when they first, you know, came about, because they're no longer, I think, because they're so domesticated, they're.
So do you think that we should not be saving animals and let them die naturally, like of natural causes? So if the weather is what kills them, it just kills them. So are you Like, no, what I'm saying is, like, all these foundations that we've come up with to help save animals have, it's kind of like,
it's taken away from their natural instinct to survive.
Right. Which they evolved into that. So should we just let animals starve to death because that's what they
okay,
do?
Okay, but here's a question that I'll pose to you then. If you have, for example, if you have, let's say you have a farm and you have dogs that are being born and they're being left out, like they don't know any better. So they don't know the difference between being babied and being like nurtured at home versus being outside. Like you have, like there's that saying where you have an outside cat or an indoor cat, you have an outside dog or an indoor dog. So it's like, I don't know how evolution really plays into that. I think that if a dog was to be left outside to their own devices, I think that they can survive or they will find a way to survive. It may take longer because they have maybe they were domesticated at one point, but if you have a dog that is born in a barn or anywhere that's outside, for example, and you don't have that connection with them in terms of human connection, you're babying them and you're taking care for them, they don't know any different. So it's the same thing with humans. If you are sort of brought up with that, they don't know any different. So they're going to continue to do what they know and they're going to continue to try to survive. So I think, I don't know how much evolution has a part of that. Like,
well, it has to have some part because they don't have the same instincts as they did 10,000 years ago. But of course it's a different dog too. I mean, like,
right,
the species, I mean, or
the
whatever.
The species itself.
But
Interesting thing to think about, though.
Yeah, because if it wasn't for all these foundations and the dogs just died naturally, would they evolve into animals that could survive eventually?
Yeah.
And not have to rely on... Well, I guess because we humanize our animals so much, we feel that we should save them. But as humans, I kind of feel like we should because we've created this horrible mess.
Well, I mean, but... I don't know. I still question how much evolution has.
That's a thought-provoking question that she asked. And I thought about it and I was like, that is very
But I mean, I could tell you, like, for example, if you were to leave, like, you know, Ivy Gazelle or, Kuba or Soleil, like...
Not going to happen.
They wouldn't... they would survive maybe for, like, a day or so. Yeah. But after that, they'd be, like, miserable. They wouldn't know what to do because they'd... And not only that, like... You know, also, too, they're being put up against something that they never had to deal with, you know, i.e. weather.
Other dogs,
you know, people that they may be afraid of. And they don't, I mean.
Ivy would just melt down. Like.
Oh, she'd shut down.
I mean, she shuts down when she hears something frying in the pan in the kitchen. So, I mean, and I don't know why. We have no why she does it.
Right.
But she trembles, she shakes, she tries to escape through the house. So we're kind of like, well, was she in a house fire maybe? And that's why she does that. Because like when she hears something frying, she's like pawing at the door. Like she doesn't want, it's really weird. But anyway, so yeah, I thought that was a thought-provoking question. If you have something to say about it, you should call us because I would love to hear other people's
opinions. Yeah, I definitely want to hear the input on that because I think that's an interesting question.
863-666-0377.
Or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Or Twitter us.
Or tweet us.
Yeah. Do all of that. And
do just listen to the end.
We'll put you in the contest.
So, anyway, speaking of doggies, how was your chiropractor?
What? That has nothing to do with dogs.
I know. Well.
See, I mean, just can I get new applications for co-hosts, please? It's about that time, apparently.
Can I get one too?
Right. So yesterday I went to a chiropractor for the first time. I was so fucking scared.
How long was your appointment?
About 2.5 hours long.
Yeah.
It was long. My first one
was long like that too.
You know, I know chiropractors are doctors, and I know that
They're laughed at by doctors.
Well, they are. They're like the dentist.
They're like, oh, I'm a doctor.
No, you're a dentist. You know?
Right.
Because they don't have enough scientific stuff for their abilities or whatever.
I remember looking it up when I first was looking for a chiropractor, and it's like they don't study as extensive, obviously, as a medical doctor does. Mm-hmm. But I think also too, medical doctors, because they're so westernized, like they study that practice. It's like this is not this is considered Western chiropractors are not considered a part of Western medicine.
Right. They're like natural healing and stuff
exactly.
like that.
But I will tell you, over the last couple of years, more and more research and studies have been done where they're starting to show that like Eastern medicine and all that, like that it should be a part or something that should be taken a little bit more seriously, because they have shown that, you know, with certain studies that Eastern ways, some Eastern ways are actually beneficial to, people in general.
So I went because I was having some issues with my lower back hurting in the mornings when I got up, or when I was sitting at work, I would shift a lot in my chair, you know, and then during the day, like my muscles in my shoulder blades, they would tense up and they would start to burn really bad and my neck would start hurting. So I'm like, okay, what's going on? And like all the shit at work is all ergonomic. Like, you know, they already have all that shit set up. So, I mean, they have the seats set up so we can't sit the wrong way. I mean, we can't put our legs under one leg under the other, because there's like these raised plastic pieces on the side. So it prevents you from sitting that way.
Oh, wow.
Which I kind of feel like you should be able to sit the way you want, but I know, understand they're trying to
prevent a lawsuit.
Right. So I went there. Because
ain't nobody need LaTaqua coming up in there talking about
LaTaqua. My back hurts.
I need 40 days out because my back hurt.
although he did suggest that just have them look at my chair and make sure everything I'm sitting right, whatever. But he did all these tests, you know, of like how far like I can bend over, like raise my feet, you know, how long I can stand like on one foot with my eyes closed, whatever.
Oh.
So, yeah, did all
tickle
that.
Your pinkle?
I do have to say he is pretty damn cute.
Oh.
And there was at one point when he was doing the adjustment. No. He was actually a ginger. I know. It's
curse
like
you to hell.
Putting fuel on flames. Not supposed to happen.
Right.
but so he was like, you know, he laid me down on the table and he was like doing all this test on my back, and I was like, oh my God, that feels so good. Oh my God.
Checking your nerves.
Yeah. He was like, he said, oh my God, your back, the muscles in your back are so knotted up. He's like, it's ridiculous. We'll have to do something today about this because it's bad.
Yeah.
And so it's all because I've gained weight. I'm not as active as I should be. I know all that.
Right.
So, and he told me that.
Right.
So the first thing they did was they did these, what is it called when they look at the baby with the little wand thing?
A sonogram.
They did a sonogram treatment on my lower back, which wasn't effective right away. And they told me it would be a couple hours before I could like really feel anything. I thought it was kind of weird, but okay, whatever. But then the next treatment they did was the most amazing feeling thing ever. They put all these electrodes on my lower back and my upper back. And then they put a heated pad on top of it.
Yes.
And they were sending like these electrical charges.
Oh my God. It's to like release the tension, and it's your myofascial. Like it's supposed to like release the myofascial so that way you can have like, you don't feel as tense, and it releases the muscle, that releases the liquids that hold all that stuff together.
So I had that, and it was like maybe 15 minutes of that, which. And I could choose like how
like hard
it was happening, which was amazing. And then I got finished with that. And then I went into the chiropractor's office, which I had no idea that this was going to happen yesterday, but they were like, he like did adjustments or whatever. I was really nervous about that shit because I mean, you hear like I was looking on YouTube videos and I'm like, oh my God, that crack had to hurt. So he did the adjustment.
It feels so good.
I'm telling you, when he did the one on my neck,
where he went
just
oh,
just
God.
The first one, I thought I was going to pass out because I had no idea it was going to happen. But then it like felt so
doesn't
fucking
it feel
good.
Like it releases the tension and you're like, that is what I was looking for.
And then he did the other side. Oh my God. I walked out of there and I was so relaxed. I thought I was going
to
pass out.
Yeah. You have to drink a lot of water. Make sure to drink a lot of water because since it's releasing essentially those toxins, you want to make sure to flush them out.
And then I also had a physical therapist who showed me some exercises I needed to do while I was doing all this treatment plan. So I have scheduled appointments for next week, three of them, to do, like, I guess, the therapy with the muscle things. And then one of those is a one-hour massage.
Oh, hey.
Now wait. Are you gonna all this is paid by insurance, too,
which
is amazing.
Handy?
Well, if it's a guy and if it's the doctor, maybe, which is still wrong. I really think I need probably a psychiatrist because I should not be attracted to this person. Usually I see through them. I don't even acknowledge
you're
their
like, are
existence.
You there?
Right. But when he was doing the adjustments, I felt his penis touch my arm. Oh. Well, hey.
Hey, Gingy. Hey, ginger penis.
But, you know, if you're... And I kind of felt like when I was in there, I was like, oh, I'm in a spa kind of situation. Mm-hmm. Like, this isn't a real doctor's office.
Right.
But then as I went through the whole process, I was like, okay, I can see how, you know, this can be considered.
So I'm going to make an appointment because I want to do that as well because I know I have some adjustment issues I need to do. But, like, is it expensive? Like, what's the...
I don't know because they couldn't run my insurance this weekend, so they have to wait till Monday. But I already know all mine's covered by insurance. It doesn't have to... I mean, it's part of our insurance plan.
Oh,
I can get 35 up to 35 visits paid for.
Oh, wow. That's good.
And that's chiropractics, massage therapy, and acupuncture.
Awesome.
I know, right? And all we have to pay is the deductible, which is $30.
Yeah, that's
for
not bad.
Because they're specialists.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I have to figure that out because I'm going to call them and try to make an appointment this week so I can... have them run all that stuff so I know how much it's going to be. Because I know I do. I mean, I've gone to a therapist. What is it? A
chiropractor.
Thank you. Chiropractor.
Girl, are we on the same day?
Oh, my God. I'm telling you, this headache is running me down. Down, down, down.
I bet he'll... That pop in that neck will get rid of that.
Oh my God. I know I have tension here, so it's like I need a massage.
When he was... I'm going to show Roger. Of course, you guys can't see this. But when he was like... All up here.
Oh, the best.
Pressing his fingers like really hard. To
it
feel.
Hurt, but it felt
oh,
good afterwards.
Oh my God. It hurt that he was like.
I'll tell you what that is. If he didn't tell you, it's when I went to get a massage from a guy who used to practice as a chiropractor. He said that with the invention of cell phones, that we have gotten so used to doing this or doing like, you know, holding the phone. Too. Looking down, he's like, it creates a lot of tension underneath the skull, like right here. And he's like, and a lot of times you can't get in there because it's so, like, the muscle is so, like, hard.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, it takes a lot of work. He's like, even if you were to do, like, a hot stone, he's like, it could release some of it, but it's still a little, you need a lot of work. When he massaged that area of my skull, I wanted to fucking... scream because it hurts so bad, but it felt good.
It was like when he was doing it, my eyes were like twitching because it hurt so bad.
Yes.
He was like, oh, does that hurt right there? Is it real tender? And I was like, yes. But it feels so good. Keep going. He was like, oh, it'll be part of your therapy. I can't keep going. You know, he's like testing everything out to see what's what. So we'll see how it goes.
I'm excited because I've been looking for a place like that. And I know that my insurance does cover some chiropractic work.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know how much, but it sounds like he's got, you know, they have a lot to offer. Right. So,
so yeah, that's that. And we'll keep we'll talk about that more. So yesterday was Tony's birthday.
Yes.
Yeah.
What time are we at, by the way?
We are out 35 minutes.
Okay. We're going to end the show soon.
You always ask at the right time. Well, we only have one more thing to talk about.
Yeah.
So, yesterday was Tony's birthday.
Yes. How was that?
He had to work. Womp womp.
But he has to work today too, right?
Yeah.
That sucks.
He's really tired because I am like the worst boyfriend ever, but kind of the best person to myself ever.
Worst person ever.
So Tony had to work, and I feel bad that he had to work, but I got him a card, and then I got him like a big carrot cake because he loves carrot cake. It's like his favorite cake.
Yeah.
I'm not too much into the cream cheese, but I like the inside part.
Yeah. Wait. So do you like red velvet?
I could eat the inside, but the outside.
Oh,
I mean,
what is wrong?
I don't
with
like
you?
A lot of icing anyway, so I just scrape some of it off.
Oh, like a real good red velvet cake has like cheese cream icing, which is it's like some people make it more sweet and more like buttercream, but it should be more cheese cream. Oh right. My god, or cream cheese.
So sorry. I got him one of those, and I was like, okay, before we go to this Beth Hart concert, which I have waited 15 fucking years to see her.
Why so long?
Because she never tours in the United States.
Oh,
so, and I've never lived. This is first time I'd ever seen her live.
No, wait, is this the first time she's toured in the States?
No, but she's. I've never lived in an area that was close enough to where she was to go to the concert.
Got it. Oh, wow. So that's exciting.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, we'll go to dinner before we go to the concert.
Mm-hmm.
So we took the Clark bus down because we didn't want to drive. Girl, guess where the birthday dinner was? Subway.
Okay, what?
Worst boyfriend ever. But the thing is
why was it at Subway?
Because we thought we had enough time if we left our house. It took us almost an hour to get down there on the bus.
You fucking dumbass.
So we got the doors opened at 7. We got there like off the bus at like 6:20.
Oh, because it was general admission?
Right.
Oh, that's why you were so far away.
Well, I wasn't actually that far.
No, I know. It could, but you know, how when you take video or pictures, it always seems further than it actually is.
I mean, we had pretty good seats and we had a booth, so we didn't have to sit in like a chair, like a fold up chair.
Yeah.
But
wait,
that place,
what theater was it in?
Park West.
Yes, that's
it holds
the one,
like 700 people in it.
Like Linkin Park by the
zoo.
We went to go see Sarah Bareilles there. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. The acoustics beautiful in there.
Do you know it used to be an adult movie theater?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Back in the day.
Yeah. So we had dinner at Subway, and I was like, I'll take you out to a better place. He's like, that's okay, Poppy. I'm just glad you asked me to come along.
Oh, because you're a horrible boyfriend. Right.
And then we went to see the person that I have been waiting 15 years.
Right. And continue the Ricky train instead of the birthday train.
My birthday. I have waited so long to see her in live that I just instantly started crying when she came on.
Oh,
it's
I
like
love
that feeling. And
that's how I'm going to feel when Janet comes to tour. I'm going to be like, I haven't seen her in like 8 years. Oh, I always cry. I always cry at concerts because it reminds me of like.
Just things.
Just like, you know, like it's. My childhood and how much I wanted to be a performer when I was younger. And then just the fact that like to see the person that you idolize, but you know, you get what I'm saying. Like you see them and you're just like
they're real. And she was so close. Like this theater is pretty awesome because no matter where you sit,
you have a pretty good view of her. Yeah.
She was amazing.
It's a beautiful theater. I mean, it's the acoustics are amazing and
the lighting's good.
Yeah. And I heard, one of the videos that you took, I played it and she sounded awesome from what I could hear.
Yeah. There was no lip syncing or any of that shit.
Right.
I mean, it was all like singing. Tony was, cause Tony really doesn't listen to her, but he was like very surprised about how good she was. He was like, I really enjoyed that concert.
That's good.
And it's really weird to see people that are like 70 years old into the singer because she's not so popular in the United States that, you know, a lot of people like her of the same age range, you know, it's kind of weird. So there was a good variety of like
older people.
I wouldn't say anybody like teenagers, but I would say probably like 25 was probably the youngest. But we saw one lady that was like, she had to be in her 80s and she was there to see her. And so, and it's really cool to hear people talk in line as we're waiting in line to get in, how they like talked about her and like they talk about the same things you think in your head.
Right.
It's just really cool.
That's the one thing that I do. That's the one thing that I miss about.
I did say it was Beth Hart, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the one thing that I do miss about like back in the day when you were able to go buy records and you were able to stand in line to go see somebody. I do remember like. And I have this sometimes, like, you know, when Janet tours, like, if I'm going, like, wherever she's at on tour, like, I'll eventually run into Janet fans that I've met over the years, and, you know, we'll talk and we'll have discussions, and I still keep, you know, in contact with a lot of them through Facebook and stuff. But it's just, it's interesting to see, it just reminds you of, like, how much that is so gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I remember when Pookie and I, we used to go to Tower Records here in the city, and we would wait on, you know, Monday midnight, because Tuesday morning, that's when they released new albums. Mm-hmm. And, like, anytime anybody released a new album, we'd be there. Like, that was probably, like, George Michael, Madonna, Janet, Mariah. Like, we would sit there among all the fans. You don't have that experience anymore. And it sucks.
Well, there's not many record. There's no, I mean, there are record stores, but.
Yeah, but they're not.
They're not the same.
No. And, it, you know, and it's just, it doesn't, music and the music business music has changed so much.
Makes the people come together.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
But it's, but yeah, that stuff is, that's, I miss that. You know, I miss that kind of. So this weird connection to people that you don't even know because you talk about the same thing. It's like, oh my God.
But you can instantly pick up on their conversation and just, it's as if you were friends forever.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
I do like that.
So she had a good show last night. She did an encore as well. So.
Awesome. How long was the concert?
There was a guy that played before her for about 40 minutes. So probably from like 8:45 to 10:15.
Oh, that's not bad.
She played like, I think she played
an hour and like a half set or something. 22 songs.
She played 22 songs.
That's pretty good. Like through and through, or were there kind of like medleys?
Some of them were like, yeah, like a mix.
Cool.
She played two new songs from her new album that's coming out.
Oh, wow.
In April. So that's that was awesome. Cool. So I think.
Did you buy any tour memorabilia?
This is the thing about me. I always forget that they only take cash usually.
Yeah, so usually, but sometimes they'll take credit card.
They didn't. They weren't taking credit cards. Oh, they were only taking cash.
But sometimes I feel like some of those artists also, they don't have a lot of merchandise. Like they don't. Like I know when we went to go see Sarah Bareilles, she had shirts, and I think she had a tour book, but I can't remember. I don't think she had a tour book. She had CDs, like a bumper sticker, and a couple of shirts. But,
so I just Tony was like, "We'll see if they have an ATM because once you go in, you can't leave."
Right,
which sucks. But I can just go online and look for shirts. I mean, she has an online store, so I can just order the shirt that I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Might cost me a little more, but that's okay.
Mm.
But definitely, if she's going to be, I think she's going to be playing more in the U.S. only because she was on like the Kennedy Center Honors.
Oh, she
sang for the president. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. So last year. So she's become a little bit more popular again in the United States. So I think she'll play more in the United States. So if she's within driving distance of Chicago, I'll probably go see her again. Like she was in Minneapolis.
I'd like to see her. I appreciate a good songwriter and a good singer any day.
She was the only person on Star Search that went through the whole category with all four stars and never had to like, you know, she was. Like, she had perfect scores every time.
Oh, wow.
And she went all the way through and won.
Oh, wow.
So she's the only person that's ever done that on Star Search.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And where is she now? Right.
Well, in Europe. I mean, she's the Kylie Minogue of the United States.
Oh. That's not really a title.
Right? No, I'm trying to... Well, no, because Kylie Minogue is
huge
everywhere
else.
She's
huge here, but not as big
as... In the gay
like,
world.
Right.
Not to the straight
I mean,
world.
Yeah. And but, let's be clear, the gay world is the only thing that matters.
Well, clearly. We're the only ones that, you know the end thing.
Right.
That why my friend Gigi, she's like, oh my God, every time you tell me something, I tell all my friends because I know it's the end thing. So she goes, you guys always have the best stuff first.
True. Really. I wanted to talk about real quickly before we end the show. Have you heard the rumors about Apple making a car?
Yeah, I'm not impressed. I'm not paying money for a car for Apple. I'm not doing that.
That's not what I asked you.
Right, but, I have heard. Yes.
Yeah. What do you think? Like, I mean, it, just in general. Because they're saying that it's going to be an electric car. So here's the thing that I think. I think that what they're really trying to do is I think they're trying to find a way to make batteries for cars so that way people can get away from using gas. I mean, I know that sounds like a trivial idea just because it's like we already have electric cars, but I think that that's the reason why they want to do it, because they're kind of trying to be very like
environmentally. Well, Tesla is already doing that.
Yes, but I think Apple's, well, they hired a bunch, they poached a lot of the Tesla people.
Yeah, because Tesla, they're, it's no gas.
At all. But they poached the a lot of their designers.
The Nissan Leaf is no gas also.
I don't know. I'm kind of, it's the thing about anytime that Apple introduces anything new to the market, like this watch, which my friend asked me if I was going to get one. And I said, no, because to me, it doesn't, I don't find to, right now, there's not enough information to keep me interested in the watch. Mm-hmm. One, two, another thing that concerns me is the battery. I don't want to have to take off my watch every fucking day to you know, what is it? To charge it. And it's not functional if you don't have an iPhone. So if your iPhone is not with you, it's not functional other than you can just look at it for the time. And I just think it's really expensive to have that piece of hardware when you can't even... It doesn't really serve any other purpose than just being a piece of hardware.
But when are you without your phone?
No. I know. The idea of the Apple Watch is supposed to be an extension of the phone. Mm-hmm. But why do I need that if I'm always on my phone? Does that make sense? Like, I just don't.
Maybe they're trying to get rid of phones, the watch is the next thing.
That is their huge moneymaker. I mean, it's.
I've been reading articles where the gold one could go up to like $10,000 or something like that. Like, well, first,
the amount of gold in terms of price in the watch is already at 800. Like, that's the value of the amount of gold they're using for the watch.
Yeah, I'm not paying that much for that. I will get
first
the
of all, I don't like
one.
Gold, but
I don't either. I like white gold or silver or whatever.
Platinum.
Yeah,
platinum is best.
If I get one, it'll be the one on the lower spectrum.
Yeah,
but well, they're saying like the one on the lower spectrum.
It's already like $385 or something.
Yeah, they were saying the one on the lower spectrum may not come with all the options of the wristband that you want. So right. the one like
the middle
the
one
I want is the metal clasp one.
Yeah,
but that may only come with the gold watch. That may be the only option.
Yeah.
For, you know.
So, I mean, I think it's kind of interesting that they're venturing out into other products. I think that the car thing, you know, it's kind of one of those things where I feel like this is another market part. This is another thing that is just going to be overly expensive, and it's just going to be a rich people's toy. And I don't...
It'll be Tesla's.
You know, it'll...
No one can really... No, I mean, Teslas are like $80,000 cars, $100,000.
No
normal
person.
I
think the lowest one is $50,000.
Yeah, but who, like, how many average people buy
a $50,000
car?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Car?
But, like, even, that's what I'm saying. And I think even the Apple Watch, I feel like this is just catering to the people who just want to have expensive toys. Whereas, like, you know, they were for a long time, and especially with Steve Jobs when he was around. Like, they were starting to cater more towards making things a little bit more affordable for everyone. Mm. And now I feel like they're pushing that away and going into these, you know, expensive things where it's like, I don't... Like, who is it really serving a purpose for then? If you want everyone to drive electric cars, how is everyone going to be able to afford $80,000 worth of a car?
And you have to buy the equipment to charge the car.
Right.
Because that doesn't come with the car.
Exactly. So it's like... So I'll be curious to see. I'm also really curious to see... sorry, those are my dogs. I'm really curious to see what it's going to end up being like, you know, when the watch is released. Mm-hmm. And what it actually does.
Which is soon. I think it's going to be soon, like March or April, right?
Mm-hmm. I think it's April. Yeah, is when they're doing it.
We'll see. I mean, I doubt it, but especially if it comes to like the watch and they're like, oh, well, it only lasts like 4 hours if you're using it full function. No.
Well, they were saying that's another thing too, is that the reason why they didn't release any more information has been because they were trying to figure out a way to make the battery last. So that's the reason why they have waited so long, because they still couldn't figure out a way to have the battery. And I'm like, why not just make it with a regular fucking battery? Like, you know what I mean? It's just like...
Yeah, but that would drain that battery really fast. They're not like these watches where they just...
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, they can't do that.
Anyways.
That would be like saying, just put triple A's in your iPhone.
Oh my God, can you imagine that?
Oh God.
Hi, can I get a pack of triple A batteries, please?
My 400 pack.
Right. Can I get six of them? Yeah, six of the 18 packs. I mean, if you kind of think about it, with the exception of the iPhone 6 Plus, which has been like the best battery.
Oh, the best.
Like, all the other phones, you really have had to do that because they ran out of battery so fast. Right. Like, you saw Mobi and all them, all the other ones that had like created these external batteries.
Mophie.
That you could
Mobi's a singer.
What?
Mobi's a singer.
Whatever. Anyways, you get what I'm saying. Right.
I just like correcting you.
Right. And then you're wrong.
But I, sometimes. I mean, this battery lasts a long time, but I kind of, I was like, should I get a Mophie juice pack just in case? And I'm like, well, like right now it is 1 o'clock in the afternoon and my phone is at 86%.
Yeah.
It's been unplugged since 7.
Who's that on your background?
That's Beth Hart.
I envisioned she was this fat girl.
She's she used to be super skinny because she was addicted to heroin. But then she found Jesus. And then that's she started singing again. And now that she looks like...
She's pretty.
Mm-hmm. She's awesome.
Anyways.
She's only 42, but Tony's like, is she in her 50s?
Shut your face.
How dare you?
Anyways, I'm starting to have dry mouth. So
dry mouth?
Yeah. So we need to go in and pee.
Oh, we're gonna can't find something else to talk about for 10 minutes.
God.
We have two shows to send over to Rainbow Radio.
Oh, Lord. All right. Let's see. Let's see what else we can talk about.
We don't have to if you don't want to.
No, we can do it.
Let's end it. No,
No.
End it all. Where's my gun?
So, yeah. No, I just... So yesterday I've had this huge headache these last 2 days. It's been incredibly...
What's going on? Is there a party downstairs?
I don't know. It's been incredibly like awful because I've been having like these horrible headache, and I've been checking my blood pressure because I'm supposed to go to the doctor tomorrow to do a 2 week checkup, and I'm afraid I'm gonna have to go on blood.
Do you know what your numbers are?
Well, the last number I took was like 147/97, practically dying on the table.
Well, that's not practically dead.
No, but. It was high. And the last time I went to the doctor, which was 2 weeks ago, it was 143/92. So it was still high.
You should probably get it down to about 90/20. I heard that's a perfect
apparently beat she for wants me to coffin. Dead. Right. She wants you to take. Oh, speaking of coffin.
Oh.
Bobby Christina. They didn't even let her go.
They did a. What's that thing? Were they. What is that? Surgery.
Okay. To put a tube?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tracheotomy? Now they're doing a tracheotomy on her and they're keeping her alive.
She's dead.
This position. I tell you right now, it's a sad situation. I have been in this position. Once they are on a ventilator,
it's done.
And there's nothing else happening. It's
pretty much done.
You know, it's time.
You know, here's the thing is that someone made not a funny joke. I mean, because we really shouldn't talk about making light of the situation. But someone was saying. Because Bobby has come out and said, Bobby Brown has come out and said that he wants to leave it to God's hands, right? But okay, wait. But the machines are keeping your daughter
right,
alive.
Right, you need so to take her off.
So if you want to leave it to God's hands, take her the fuck off the machine.
Right.
And then let her be at God's hands.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
Because it won't happen.
She'll fucking die.
The doctor was explained to me.
Rather, she will be fully dead.
Right. The doctor explained to me that. Yeah, the ventilator will keep her alive. My mom.
Right.
But the rest of her body's not functioning. She's only being kept at a room temperature because we're giving her the body drugs to stay at a room temperature. Like her body, her brain was not able to keep her temperature at what she needs to be.
Right, because
she was gone.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, it sucks.
Yeah, I was watching Dr. Drew, and because he did a show on his HLN show, and he did like a episode on it, and then he did like an after show afterwards, and he was saying he's like, once they put you in an induced coma, it's like there's nothing you can do. Like, it's very slim to none. There's very few cases where people come out of a coma and they're fine. And there have been those extreme cases where they've been in a coma and then all of a sudden, bam, they wake up.
But being in a coma and your body functioning on its own is different. Right,
is different than every. Essentially, you have machines functioning your body for you.
Right.
And I just think it's really sad that they continue to keep her at the state when she's trying to have a dance with somebody up in heaven.
It's the whole Terri Schiavo thing still.
Yeah, I mean, crazy.
It sucks, but...
all she wants to do is dance with her mama.
And do a few lines. Come on, girl.
Right.
She wants to have some mommy-daughter time.
She wants to run to her. Because she has nothing left. Nothing. Nothing. Because she can't have her mama. I know.
If I don't have you.
Right. So anyways, I just think it's really sad.
She doesn't even know her own strength.
No. Oh my God. I love that song.
Me too. And but people criticized the shit out of it.
Well, because it was horrible. But no, I love the song.
I didn't think it sounded that bad.
Her vocals were not on point.
Well, no. We've already agreed to this.
This is not Whitney Houston's Super Bowl.
As you get older, no one's going to have the same voice. We've always talked about that.
This is true. However, if she had taken care of her voice, that's not true, because listen to Barbara Streisand. Her voice still sounds even...
I don't listen to her because I don't.
Right. But so, if you do, like her
don't
voice...
Don't tell me to do that. Stop.
Her voice is still kind of buttery. It's got a couple chunks in there every now and then, but it's buttery.
What about Aretha Franklin? Do you think her voice is buttery or her body?
I don't think she can sing. She screams a lot more. Now. Before she could. Right. I mean, her voice was amazing, but... her voice is so... it's gone.
What do you think about Avril Lavigne?
I do not like her at all.
You think she could sing?
No.
You think she's buttery?
No. I don't like her at all. I don't like her persona. I don't like her songs. I don't like anything she's
random,
about her.
Like, she's a random person.
Like, she's just a waste of space.
I think just because Whitney went through what she went through, people were going to down her anyway. No matter what she sounded like, they would have found something to pick on her. So I think that's what happened.
If she had not done drugs?
Right. If she didn't go through that whole process.
Right. And you think people would have given her shit anyway? Well, first of all,
if she did, I mean, no matter, because that happened in her life, no matter what she does afterwards, they're going to find something wrong.
Got it. I see what you're saying. Well, I mean, I think, you know,
even if her voice was pretty good.
Yeah. Like, it was still maintained. But, you know, I think she just had a lot of demons. I think her mom influence her not being a full-fledged lesbian like she wanted to be. And I think that she should have...
Wait.
What?
Where is this coming from?
Oh my God, have you never heard that she was a lesbian?
No.
Oh my God, totally.
Listeners, is this true?
I have never heard
that before.
Her best friend...
Is this a Gail and Oprah?
Gail and Oprah, but this was really, in fact, like they were... they hit a relationship. It's like well known in the industry. And then her mom told her that she could not do that and that she needed to listen to her. Whitney Houston married Bobby Brown,
like, Bobby,
out of spite because he was a bad boy.
Oh, and her mom hated him.
And her mom hated him, but it gave her a daughter, you know, and now her daughter is in sleepy, sleepy time. And Whit is gone. Because she could not fulfill her
wit
her desires as a lesbian.
I had no idea.
I mean, all kidding aside, a lot of people say that were in the industry that's really, I think, truly what was like she had, those were her demons.
Mm.
And that her escape was drugs, because she was doing drugs way before she met Bobby Brown.
She was doing like cocaine and stuff, right?
Mm hmm.
When she was doing that video, I Want to Dance with Somebody, she was really high.
Cocaine.
Yeah.
And I mean, but I think that had a lot to do with her personal stuff. Like, she couldn't really be who she wanted to be because she had people that were vying against her, which
There's
is
nothing
so sad.
Wrong with being a lesbianese. I mean,
no. You're a lesbian.
I wonder.
You look like one.
I wonder
one.
Oh, thanks. In my flannel.
Right.
In my tool belt.
That you have no idea how to use.
Right. It's pink. And leather. Because I'm a leather lesbian.
Oh, a leather lipstick lesbian.
Less lipstick, more leather. Skin. We had to go. We're an hour. This is Ricky.
And this is, what is it today?
Something Isha.
Oh, fuck. I can't remember.
Whatever. We got to write it down next time.
Box. Deuces.
Bye. Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following at Foul Monkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/Foul Monkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, or no, just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there.